Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, and joining me today for the show from Meridian Star Merchant Services, Randy Hicks. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's everything going on at Meridian Star?
It's going fast and furious, my friend.
Well, thanks for joining us today. Steve and Julian tied up with a charity golf tournament, so Randy has graciously helped us out and is filling in today. We have three wonderful guests. Well, three and a half, maybe. It depends if we decide to bring the fourth one on or not. We haven't made up that decision just yet. But joining us from AC Spine and Wellness Center, it's Dr. Jeanette Altieri. Also joining us today from the Mobile Thermographic Imaging, Janique Cook. And from the Morgan Law Group, it's Andy Morgan. Also, by the way, our fourth guest, if you will, Lynn Fonseca, also from AC Spine and Wellness Center, if I decide to put her on the air. Randy, you may have to talk me into it. We'll see.
We'll see how she acts.
Yeah, we'll see if she behaves, which I don't think – well, we won't go there. Anyway, we'll try to keep it professional. Let's start with Jeanette Altieri with AC Spine and Wellness Center, affectionately known by her patients and by her friends as Dr. A. Good morning, Dr. A. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mike. How about yourself?
Doing great. So you are the A in the AC Spine and Wellness Center. Dr. C, your husband, would be the C part. Tell us all about AC Spine and Wellness Center, what you do, where you're located, all the good stuff.
Well, we've been over in Lawrenceville, Georgia for 21 years plus, and we basically take care of everybody from womb to tomb, babies all the way up until people are ready to move on. I think one of the biggest things that we do in our office, not only as far as healthcare is concerned, but education of our patients. If you educate somebody, you empower them so that they can make educated decisions on their own healthcare and not just go by what someone is telling them. And in educating our patients, it also sends them to investigate and find things on their own so that they can make decisions about their own health care and their family's health care. We've been there treating people naturally, not using drugs or surgery, and there's a need for that. 21st century health care is making that change, and you see people becoming more aware of, I need to exercise, I need to eat properly. What's going to keep me healthy? Because prevention is much better than trying to get well.
And 21 years, a successful practice.
Yes, God bless us.
Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
What's the secret to that success? Probably all the things you just talked about.
Yes, that. And I think, you know, there's a saying, no one can anchor to an unanchored mind. And when you have that fierce ability to just know what you feel and it's in your heart, what you want to do and how you want to help people, people see that. They feel it. They say, wow, these people are onto something and I want to be part of that. Chiropractic and what we do is a way of life. It's not just come in and get adjusted. It's a way of life. And in our education from chiropractic to nutrition to just living a healthier life, people want to latch onto that and they stay with you. We've had people that have been with us for literally 21 years and they stay with us because we are their doctor and their mentor for healthcare and what they need to do.
You mentioned from the womb to the tomb, and a lot of folks, when they think of spinal care and wellness, they don't think of younger kids or children, but you specialize in children, also pregnant women.
Absolutely.
What are some of the more common problems you may see?
In children, we see all kinds of things from colic to stomach problems and just ear infections, all kinds of different things. Chiropractic, people think of it as just, let me crack your back because you have back pain or whatever. But we're really dealing with the nervous system, which controls your entire body. So during the birth process, which can be very traumatic, bones can move out of the spine, out of place, pinch on the nerve, which can interfere with the way the brain talks to the stomach or it talks to the ears, leading to health issues. And simply by a very gentle adjustment, we put those bones back, get the nerves working, and those health issues start to go away. Babies sleep through the night. They don't have colic anymore. They're not spitting up anymore. They're healthy, vibrant babies again, the way God designed them to be. As far as pregnant women are concerned, there's a lot of stress on their body and spines. When you think about the changes that occur during pregnancy, it's phenomenal that the body can even do that. So we see a lot of things, simple things from like sciatica, which is pain down the leg. We also see a lot of problems with their wrists because their ligaments are starting to relax to get ready to deliver that baby. Even breech babies. So we work with all of those different things and help the mom prepare for that delivery, because most deliveries go much easier as well when that spine and that pelvis is lined up and can prepare for an easy delivery.
Well, you mentioned babies and, you know, especially the birth process being so traumatic.
Yes.
From that standpoint, obviously, we all know that babies' bones are softer and you can really adjust those right after they're born?
Absolutely. Actually, I've been at deliveries and adjusted babies right after they were born. Checked them. If they need to be adjusted, we adjust them. But it's a real simple adjustment. It's more of using just my fingers because obviously their bones are really small. And it's just a little bit of pressure because there's not a lot of muscles antagonizing that adjustment. Sometimes it's more of holding a pressure, just depending on what's going on. I was actually at a delivery, and this is really early in my practice, and the girl was having twins, and she was a tiny thing. And we had actually turned the babies because they were breech. When she went into delivery, the first baby was born real easily. Second baby was turned in an abnormal position, and for whatever reason, the doctors don't like to wait with that second baby when they're having twins. And they couldn't get him out, and they went into distress, took her in for a C-section, and as the baby was coming out, they didn't think he was going to make it. They were rushing him up to ICU. He was blue. They thought they broke his ribs. It was a really bad situation. For whatever reason, God's hand was there, and the nurse stopped because I was waiting outside the operating room, and she said, "Do you want to hold him?" And I said, "Yeah." And at that point, I checked the first bone in his neck, which works with the brainstem, which is really important because it controls 80% of the function in the body. And his brainstem, that C1 was out. I gave him a quick little adjustment. By the time she got him up to ICU, everything had normalized. His oxygen levels were normal. He wasn't blue anymore. He was breathing perfectly on his own. And it was funny because the next day, the pediatrician was like, "I don't know how that baby recuperated in that couple of minutes going from the operating room up to ICU.
That's amazing.
So it is. It's amazing what chiropractic can do. It amazes me every day, and I've been doing this for a long time.
Incredible story. Now, October is a very special month for a couple reasons. We'll start with reason number one, Spinal Health Month.
Yes.
Is this month. And I understand that a healthy spine helps relate to cancer prevention. Talk about connecting the dots there. How does that work?
Well, a lot of, you know, they say we all have cancer in our bodies. It's just our body's ability to fight that cancer and keep it in check. And with the nervous system, again, working with the nervous system, if you have a healthy immune system, you're going to be able to fight those cancer cells and they're not going to get out of control and take over. There are actually studies that they've done that they look at the immune system and they look at the immune system of someone who is healthy and never been adjusted, and they compare it to someone who is healthy and is adjusted. And there's a 200% increase in the immune system in the person who's being adjusted. Then they look at someone who is actually sick, like a cancer patient, and they compare their immune system to the person being adjusted, and there's a 400% difference. So just that alone and keeping that immune system working and giving it the best fighting chance is going to help us prevent sickness and disease, whether it be cancer, whether it be diabetes, whether it be the common cold.
We're listening with Dr. Jeanette Altieri with AC Spine and Wellness Center. Dr. A., from what I'm hearing, a lot of this is preventive, if you will, that even a healthy adult, it sounds like they should come in just to be checked out and maybe, you know, get a little work with from either you yourself or Dr. C.
No doubt. You don't know if you have subluxations, which is a bone pressing on a nerve interfering with the way your body functions. And if you don't know it, then you can't work with it. So if you come in and we find you have that problem, we give you our best recommendation on what we need to do to help you and correct it and keep it corrected.
We're going to, since Lynn has been very patient and very nice so far, we'll go ahead and turn her microphone on and let her talk. But Lynn, you actually do a lot of marketing for Dr. Ray and Dr. C, but also I understand you were a patient at one time.
Yes.
How did you know their practice help you?
Well, I'm a racquetball player. A competitive player for the last 30 some odd years. And I was injured in a tournament and went through traditional the osteo and went through physical therapy, and still after 2 weeks of therapy couldn't lift my arm, and had heard about AC, well, at the time AC Chiropractic, AC Spine and Wellness, and Dr. Cavallo within a week had me back on the court. And so I had been a longtime chiropractic believer. My father raised me as a holistic-minded person. One of his best friends was a chiropractor back in Connecticut. And so it was just something I truly believed in and saw the immediate benefits for me and started bringing my family, my children in. And a couple of years after I was a patient, Dr. Cavallo asked me to come work. Hey, we really can use some marketing help. So here I am, 6 years later.
That's wonderful. Now, we mentioned that October is Spinal Health Month, but also as part of it's Breast Health Awareness Month. And as part of that, you're also offering thermography to your patients. Talk about thermography and what that's all about.
Well, thermography is another tool to just check to see what's going on. It actually looks at heat and blood supply. When there's cancer growing in the body, there's more blood supply there, and it actually will pick up a problem long before there's even a lump or a tumor there. So it's a very early, non-invasive detection for women. And it also gives them another tool. If, God forbid, you do find a problem, it gives you another piece of the puzzle that a mammography is not going to give you, an ultrasound is not going to give you. So it just gives you more information that if you end up on that road, you can navigate it a little bit easier. We also have a young lady here with us today who actually does the thermographies in our office and throughout Metro Atlanta.
Yeah, and so as part of Breast Health Awareness Month, you're working in conjunction with Mobile Thermographic Imaging, and Janique Cook is with us. She's the owner and technician with Mobile Thermographic Imaging. Janique, welcome to the program. Tell us about your company and expand a little bit more about what Dr. A was talking about, exactly what it is that you do.
Sure, and she really couldn't have said it much better than that. But a lot of people have never even heard the word before. They have no idea what thermography is. So basically, in a nutshell, what thermography is a non-invasive early detection breast screening. There's no pain, no radiation, no compression. There's no contact with the body. Thermography is considered 3 to 5 years earlier detection because we're looking at the physiological or functional changes of the tissue, whereas something like an X-ray, ultrasound, or mammogram, those are tests of structure. They're looking for something that's been established in the tissue for an extended period of time. Our job, we're the technicians, so we take the imaging and the health history, then we upload all that to a panel of medical doctors, similar process as X-rays to a radiology group. So these medical doctors who specialize in this interpretation complete the report, which we forward directly back to the client and any other doctors they'd ask for us to.
So it's different from mammographies, and also much less painful from what I understand.
Absolutely. There's no contact, no touching of the body whatsoever. We're literally taking a picture of the breast region, multiple angles, and we're looking at what their infrared thermal patterns are showing us to indicate any kind of early stage disease processes.
So this is infrared instead of, and that's how it really differs from an X-ray.
Exactly. There's no radiation whatsoever. We're picking up what that individual's infrared thermal patterns are emitting from their body. So you could be scanned every day, all day. A child, pregnant women is perfectly safe for every type of individual.
And do you scan other parts of the body as well?
Absolutely. Most people do recognize it as a breast screening. That's the majority of what we do. But we do full body imaging. So, for instance, the head and neck region, we can look at plaquing in the carotid arteries. We can look at dental infection. The abdominal region is very popular, too, looking for inflammation in the colon and the actual organ function of all the abdominal region.
Well, this might be different for me, for example. I have an artificial hip, a hip implant. So could I have this type of screening?
Absolutely. Any type of implants, metal, it doesn't interact or have any adverse reactions with that because, again, we're literally reading what your body is emitting. The camera doesn't emit anything whatsoever.
And is this equipment portable? Is it portable? Like, does it require a bus, or can you bring it into the office?
It's very portable, and that's exactly why we are mobile, because when we went mobile about 4 years ago, our goal was to really bring this into as many doctors' offices and practitioners as we could, because we knew that was the way we were going to reach more and more women with this type of technology. So we don't work out of a van. We literally come into a clinic and set up in, stationary in the office there, so it's very comfortable for the client.
And why would obviously you have a great deal of experience and a certification in this area, but why would you do that versus a doctor being a specialist in this area?
Well, there's people that do both, actually. There's a lot of women who continue to, we're not here to say, you know, don't get your mammograms or that this is an alternative. That's absolutely not the case. This is a totally different type of technology. As Dr. A said, it's giving you another piece to the puzzle, some additional information that maybe a mammogram or an ultrasound can't give you. It's a completely different perspective in that regard.
So it's really kind of a third view into your physical body and the things that are going on that will really help you in ways that maybe a mammogram or an x-ray might not see.
Absolutely. There are certain types of, you know, breast tissue, such as fibrocystic, that mammograms can have a difficult time differentiating between that dense tissue versus developing pathology, whereas thermography is very good at seeing the difference in that because, again, we're looking at the function of the breast tissue so we can determine whether there is something abnormal going on or if this is normal fibrocystic dense breast tissue. So there are some very valuable applications for it.
Recently, I believe you tied in with AC Spine and Wellness Center, and you did some of this at their location. How did that go? I understand it went pretty well because my understanding is you may be coming back to do it again.
Absolutely. We did do a lecture there, and that went very well. And our first visit with them is actually October 25th, which we completely booked up. So we're full for that day. So we had to pick another day, which will be Friday, November 8th. So we are taking appointments for that day.
Friday, November 8th.
Yes.
That's great. Now, I may open up a whole Pandora's box right now when it comes to women, but you always hear about mammograms, and I know it's painful for the women, and you're telling me this is not only not painful, but can be more effective. Why have we not heard more about mobile thermographic imaging?
That is a loaded question, that's for sure. It's just a whole different perspective. You know, as Lynn was saying, I grew up in a holistic environment. My parents were very holistic-minded, so you know, I've always kind of taken that path of you know, going the less invasive way and helping the body more on a natural basis. So thermography is a very good choice for a lot of women who are hesitant about other breast screenings and, you know, aren't doing anything. So this is perfect for that type of individual. And again, for people who are looking for a less invasive approach, and even women, again, who just want another piece of the puzzle. You know, statistics show that when they do incorporate thermography to their regular mammogram regimen, that 95% of early stage breast disease will be detected. So it just increases your chances of detecting any abnormalities in the breast tissue.
So you see the popularity of this just continuing to explode.
Absolutely. I've been doing this about 11 years now. We've been mobile almost 4 years. And just in the last, 3 years, we've seen a huge increase in women looking for this type of technology. And there are a lot of well-respected medical professionals who do support thermography and are always encouraging women to go this route as well.
Janie Cook with Mobile Thermographic Imaging is our guest, and obviously you're helping people. I mean, in many ways you're saving lives. So kind of an easy question, but what do you love most about what you do?
You know, I really, every day I do. I love it. It's something different. You know, I do a lot of explaining, a lot of education, and get out in the community a lot to kind of introduce this to women. So that can be, you know, a lot of legwork at times. But when you just reach one woman, one individual, and you see just their eyes open up to, like, they never heard of this before and how amazing and how happy they are after they actually get a screening, and they have that relief knowing that everything is good as well and they don't need to stress about it. It's really rewarding in that way, and we have a lot of clients who are very grateful that we are bringing this technology out into the community.
You mentioned the results of the screening. What really happens when the reports come back?
Well, basically, the client will get a written report. It's, you know, in plain English, so very easy to read. However, if they have any questions whatsoever, we will do a consultation with them just to go line by line to make sure they're very clear on the interpretation from the medical doctor. Of course, they get a copy of their images as well. If it's an answer or something that I can't answer for them, which usually isn't the case, usually I can clarify or at least point them in the direction to a practitioner who can assist them, we can arrange a consultation with our medical doctors as well.
And what type of specialty is the medical doctor?
They come from all different types of backgrounds. Some actually used to be radiologists that now do thermography. Some were just general practitioners, but they have other extensive training to be specialists in this field. Not just any medical doctor could look at the images and be able to interpret them. They also have medical software that analyzes every temperature variation of that image, looking for abnormalities in the patterns.
Dr. Altieri, this is a great service that you're providing to the community by bringing in Janique and her group. As far as AC Spine and Wellness Center, where do you see your practice going, you know, 5-10 years down the road?
Well, it's funny. We've evolved in the last 21 years as a result of our patients coming to us with needs for things. We started out as chiropractic, brought in nutrition, brought in supplements, and now we've just made a huge change into more of the functional medicine where we look at things. We look at the physiology of the body. We want to see what's not functioning, give it support before disease starts, and keep your body working to the best of its ability so that we can prevent things again. And probably in the next 10 years, I just see us getting bigger, staying on that holistic approach and continuing to grow with the way our society is growing, giving them what they need, and bringing more new stuff that's natural and holistic to them, and trying to keep them away from medications and surgeries, because that's really a last resort.
Dr. A, for those that are listening that would like to know more about your practice, would love to maybe come and check out your services, where can they find out more information? How can they reach out to you?
They can look at us online. We are acspineandwellness.com. And also they can call our office at 770-513-8922. And that's probably some of the best ones. They're allowed to stop in and just say hi. We welcome walk-ins all the time, and we're right on Scenic Highway in Lawrenceville.
And that's what I was going to ask you. You know, where are your – so you're very – scenic. Everyone knows Scenic Highway, mm-hmm. Highway 124, also known as 124, in Lawrenceville, not far from downtown Lawrenceville.
Exactly. We are just south of Highway 20 on Highway 124. It's 217 Scenic Highway.
And Janique Cook with Mobile Thermographic Imaging. For folks that would like to know a lot more about what you're doing, how can they find out more information?
Sure. Well, our website has a lot of sample images and information, so that's very helpful in giving people a visual of what they'll be looking at. So our website is atlantabreastthermography.com, and my number is 678-852-8548. I'm always happy to talk to people and explain more about thermography, answer any specific questions. And, of course, you can contact AC Spine and Wellness for our visit for November 8th.
November 8th. Everyone needs to mark that on their calendar. Janique, thank you so much for your time this morning. And Dr. Ray, thank you so much for your time as well.
Thank you.
Our next guest now on Gwinnett Business Radio, as we continue to highlight and spotlight companies in the Gwinnett area. From the Morgan Law Group, it's Andy Morgan. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Obviously, you're an attorney. Tell us all about your firm and the kind of law that you work.
Sure, Mike. Andy Morgan. I'm a business transactional attorney. Our practice primarily focuses on supporting entrepreneurs, business owners, and corporations, primarily in the areas of whether it's contract law or formation matters, financing to the extent that companies need to arrange or obtain financing and need to deal with the contractual arrangements with respect to that. We also do mergers and acquisitions, acquiring properties or acquiring other businesses to the extent they need legal support on the transactions. Most of what I do is transactional based, meaning that there is something that's about to happen that involves a legal matter, a legal issue, and the business or corporation needs support with respect to that.
It's not the type of law you work. It's the type of law that you – what's the word I'm looking for?
Practice.
The practice, exactly. One of those days. What do you enjoy most about what you do there at the Morgan Law Group?
What I enjoy most is actually being a valued advisor to my clients. Quite often, the clients come in with an issue, and they're trying to look at perspectives and options, and they want to know what the effects, risks associated with those options may be. And giving them different perspectives, different approaches, and sometimes it's also strategic, not necessarily always law. And so I pride myself in hopefully providing objective advice to my clients that's value-based, that they can take away and actually make a further analysis of what their options are and come to a decision that's beneficial to them and their business.
Well, you don't just evaluate contracts, obviously. I mean, I'm sure that's a big part of what you do, right, Andy?
Yes, it is. Contractual review of contracts is a large part of what I do, to the extent that when you're dealing with a business arrangement and transaction, the arrangement has to be properly documented and papered. Quite often, parties might come into a transaction and have a general idea of what they're looking to do, but when you actually get down to the nitty-gritty details of documenting, well, what happens if in the event this this circumstance occurs. Quite often people don't really go through that process of thinking about what happens. People start off businesses sometimes on a handshake. And they go down the road and they find out, well, I feel like I'm doing more work than you are. You know, what do we do in that circumstance? And so it's helpful to start to think about those things ahead of time to document it. And when you talk about being an advisor, part of being an advisor is to help people through that process. Before you even get to documentation, you start to go through, well, have you thought about this? How will you react if this happens? What are the risks associated with doing this business or doing this transaction or acquiring this particular property? Have you reviewed this? And so leading up to that documentation process and closing out a deal or arranging or structuring a deal is that analysis that goes along in the advisory process. And so it's all together as a part of what I provide to my clients in terms of helping them with their issues.
And of course we're all in this to build a business, but we're also looking at the end game, right? So you look at dissolution options and things of that nature as well.
That is true. And in essence, when you start off a business, you sort of look at it from cradle to grave. You look at it, well, okay, who are you going into this arrangement with? What is a structural arrangement that you're expecting to have happen? What happens in the worst case scenario that you just can't get along anymore? And what happens when, what kind of exit strategy are you looking for, which is really what it's all about? Because you might not want to remain in an arrangement indefinitely, whether it's by yourself or if it's with a partner. And so the question is, well, what do you plan to do at the end of the day? How do you expect this arrangement to work out? What do you want to do with the business? How long do you intend to be in the business? And what happens if you decide that you want to move on to something else? And how do you structure it so that you have the opportunity to do that going forward? Are you building towards it so that you have the option rather than having to do it at the last minute?
And I would imagine that working with entrepreneurs is certainly like almost like herding cats, if you will. So from that standpoint, trying to get a group of entrepreneurs to work together on a contract must be and work together on a combined effort. And also knowing that those folks may not want to be in that scenario more than just a few years because they become bored. That's why they're entrepreneurs. How do you handle that?
That's an interesting question. Quite often as entrepreneurs, they go into a transaction always looking at the big picture. There's a goal in mind, and so they're looking for the vision to come to its fruition. And my function, generally speaking, is to try to rein them back in to look at some of the more nuanced details of what they're looking to do. And also focusing on what you're saying, which is basically because they're entrepreneurs, they're always sometimes looking for other things to do, looking to move on. And how do they build that into this particular business prospect, whether they're going to be bringing in others to help to develop it once they've reached that core growth phase, and now they want to bring someone in to manage and run a business. And there are many different ways to look at that. But I do find that entrepreneurs recognize that once it's pointed out to them. And as an early starting point, it definitely helps to try to focus on these things, especially when you have partners, rather than later on down the road when your interests and start to diverge.
Well, lastly, one other question in relation to the entrepreneurial aspects. Are you able, with all the things that are going on today with the different tax law changes, healthcare changes, governmental changes in general, are you able to help advise your clients kind of in that method as well? What would be best for them based on the type of business or the solution they're looking to provide?
Very good point. No one knows everything. And I usually caveat my answers to my clients when we're dealing with specific areas of specialization that sometimes we may have to bring in a specialist. And just as you have different doctors that specialize in different things, you have different attorneys that specialize in different things. I pride myself on being a generalist. And to the extent of being a generalist, I understand the different nuances and different risks associated with doing different things in business. And so I can issue spot things for the client. Sometimes it's sufficient for me to handle it myself. But if it's a new breaking area of the law, such as healthcare law, which is what we're dealing with right now, and it changes almost daily, mm-hmm. In that instance, I would normally align myself with other specialists within the law and other attorneys that understand what's going on, and then I would bring them in to help to advise my client on the issue. Now, at the same token, I'll be there with my client to basically help guide them through that process so they understand what's going on. But if there's an area of specialization such as tax law, which also changes and is changing right now, I would not try to do that, but in essence, bring in others to help to assist my client and guide them and show them what the issues are that they might not realize because they're not familiar with all the changes, which hopefully that is what I would bring to the table, is to provide that awareness that will lead them to the next step to find out what they need to do in order to help to resolve their problem.
We're speaking with Andy Morgan with the Morgan Law Group, and I'd like to get your impressions and thoughts on the internet, because I'm thinking the internet can be a blessing and a curse, in that a lot of entrepreneurs or people that they can educate themselves about parts of the law, know what they need to do, but they also may think they know it all when they really do need to be using a lawyer, because so much of the stuff now you can find online these days. What are your thoughts as an attorney for these people that look at the online stuff and the internet and think that's all they need?
I would say the internet is actually a great thing. I think the more information people have, the better. Unfortunately, sometimes it becomes a hindrance to the extent people think that they've learned everything that they need to know and they don't need to talk to an expert or specialist. And that is where we need to draw the line. At the end of the day, it's always good to educate yourself. And when you go and educate it and discuss with a specialist what your situation is, it actually helps to elevate the conversation and it helps to flesh out the issues more. And so I think that's a good thing. But always I would recommend to go back and discuss with a specialist exactly what your situation is based on what you understand it, and then at that point hopefully get some further advice to make sure that at least your understanding matches with reality.
Andy, I'm going to tell you a secret right now. You're not the only law group that's out there. You're not the only law firm out there. What is it about your law firm, though, that differentiates you and makes you different from all the others out there?
A good question. You're right. There are a lot of business attorneys out there, and I think the differentiating factor with respect to any professional service provider is just that. It's the service you provide. It is how you relate to your client and the value you bring to the table. And I think that's what basically differentiates my practice from others, to the extent that I treat my clients as business partners as well. I try to get in there and understand their business and try to understand it from the perspective of sitting in their shoes and try to tailor my advice to them in that regard. I want to also be someone they can always come back to, having understood their business, they don't have to start all over again with explaining their situation. It's almost as though I would be someone in their office understanding their business, and they can just come to me as though I was a partner or employee and just start off on the go running with what the issue is and helping them resolve it.
Wow, that's a lot of value there. Where do you see your firm in 5 years, in 10 years from now?
Hopefully with a larger footprint, with more associates and hopefully being a valued advisor within the Gwinnett County area and community to our business owners. That's basically what you expect to grow and hopefully have a larger impact on our community.
You hear about law firms growing as far as laterally with maybe more partners. Do you see yourself partnering with other folks or just kind of doing it the way you've been doing it?
I remain open to options. I wouldn't close anything out. I mean, to the extent that partnering with someone helps to expand the scope and helps improve the services we provide to our clients, then it's something that I would definitely consider.
When you're looking at clients or clients are considering maybe bringing you on, how does that begin? Is there a consultation? Is there a cost for a consultation? How does that first conversation – what does that first conversation usually sound like?
Usually the first conversation does not necessarily have to involve a fee. It depends on how in-depth we get. Generally speaking, I would meet with a client to understand what their objective is. And from that perspective, I would outline what my role would be in terms of helping them to achieve their objective. And we would discuss the scope of services that they're looking for. And at that point, they can decide whether or not they want to engage me.
Let's say there's a business owner out there right now, Andy, and they're considering maybe, consulting with an attorney for what they need to do. What would you say to them right now as far as that business owner that probably needs to talk to an attorney, talk to someone like yourself, but they're hedging or maybe I don't need the help? What would you say to that person right now?
I would say that you should at least get a consultation with respect to what you're planning on doing. Quite often it's more important to structure yourself and set yourself up properly the first time from the start than to have to deal with issues after the fact. And then in essence, it sometimes will end up costing you more at the end of the day if you do not get the right start from the beginning. So I'd recommend at least going in for a consultation. And then you can make an informed decision from that point going forward as to what is best in your best interest.
Very good advice.
I think from what I'm hearing also, that what you're saying, Andy, is that you really provide that wise counsel for business owners, entrepreneurs, or other business strategists to first lean on you, maybe then bring in a specialist, right?
That is correct, yes.
And your practice would really involve a more general approach, and it's almost like having another tool in a tool bag, another bat in your bag of bats and things for you to use if you're a sports fan, things that are available for you and something that you can lean on as another trusted resource.
Yes. Quite often when you read business books, you're advised as if someone's starting out a business to have a board of advisors. It's always good to have another group of individuals to bounce things off of, to give a different perspective to what you're doing so that you can understand additional risks, opportunities, and things of that nature that you might not know based on your own perspective and background. And so from a legal perspective, that's what I provide to my clients. And sometimes it's not just legal but business. Based on what I've seen before in my own experience and history, what is probably a good thing to consider from what they're doing. And so that is what I'd like to be, is a trusted advisor within that board of advisors that is helpful to bounce things off of on occasion as issues come up, and sometimes even before issues come up, just say, this is what I'm planning on doing, this is where I'm heading, any thoughts or ideas. And so that's what I like to do for my clients.
And do you often see that the business professionals that you work with are often blindsided, or at least have blinders on, if you will, looking towards the end game, their results, where they want to go, and not looking at the potential risks that are involved?
Sometimes being a business owner and not having a legal perspective, you're focused on the end game. In other words, how to get there and how to get there in the most efficient, cost-effective way. That's not always the best way. And this, you sometimes see this in the case of employees in particular. Sometimes an employer might not want to bring an employee in as an employee per se, but they want to do an independent contractor arrangement. Not necessarily always the best idea. It's fast and easy. You don't have to go through a payroll process. Things like that, which can end up becoming a major issue down the road if you did not take the right approach from the beginning, or if you didn't analyze the situation properly from the start, could create a problem. And so sometimes, you know, the end result might be what you're looking for, but sometimes the way you go about doing it requires further review and an analysis.
And are the business professionals that you work with receptive to that information usually?
Yes, and
if they're smart, they would be.
and again, I don't tell people what they have to do, and there's always just providing advice and letting people know what the risks associated with their actions are. And at the end of the day, as business owners make decisions based on risk and you know, risk reward analysis. And so it's always good to say, okay, this is what can happen if you do this. Is it worth it to you? And you make the decision.
The last thing Andy wants to tell any of his clients is, I told you so. That's that. You don't want to have that conversation. Real quick before we let you go, you mentioned the employee situation. That's one of the issues. But what is maybe one of the more common problems or issues that you run into a lot with these these new entrepreneurs or these business people that have been in business for a while? What's one of the more common problems that you find yourself spending a lot of time on?
Sometimes it just comes back to contractual arrangements. Quite often people enter into arrangements and don't quite understand what they did, and then they have to come back and ask for help to unwind it. Other situations happen where people just didn't actually enter into an arrangement ahead of time to outline all the issues that are associated with what they're doing. And so as a result, you have to go back in and say, okay, this is where you are now. How do we try and get out of it? And you have to go back to common law issues as opposed to looking at an arrangement that was already structured ahead of time. And so those are things that come up. And it just comes back to, again, the point of before you go forward with a particular arrangement, transaction, partnership, or anything of that nature, try to get some sort of legal advice from a business attorney so that you understand exactly what the risks are associated with what you're doing, what other options you should be looking at in terms of protecting your own interests, and knowing straightforward when you're going into it exactly what you're doing.
Andy Morgan with the Morgan Law Group has been our guest. For those business leaders out there that would like to know more information and feel like maybe I need to at least have a conversation with Mr. Morgan, what's the best way for them to reach out to you and find out more about your law firm?
Sure. If they want to, they can contact us directly through our website. It's themorganlawgroup.com. So that's T-H-E, morganlawgroup.com. You can also give us a call. Number is 678-597-8755. We're located at on North Brown Road, which is across from the formerly known Discovery Mill Mall. I think it's now Sugarloaf Mill.
It's always Discover Mills to me, so I don't know what they call it now.
So we're conveniently located just off of 85 in Sugarloaf.
All right. Andy Morgan with the Morgan Law Group. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Also, a big thank you to our guest, Janique Cook with Mobile Thermographic Imaging, and Dr. Jeanette Altieri with AC Spine and Wellness Center, and her marketing person, Lynn Fonseca, as well. Also, a big thank you to Randy Hicks from Meridian Star for helping me out today. Thanks so much, Randy.
I enjoyed it. It was great to be here.
Steve and Julian may be in a lot of trouble right now. He may have lost his job.
He must enjoy golf a lot.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he's a good golfer, but it's for a good cause. But we'll have a conversation with him and figure this all out. But thanks again, Randy. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7 by logging on to GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. For Randy, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.